from your smartphone. ESB Financial, a better way to bank.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with a couple of folks representing Pawnee Mental Health and also the Women's Health Group. We have Katie Tackman. She's licensed master social worker, and then also Lance Holler, administrator with the Women's Health Group. And welcome both of you here today. And I'm going to be learning as we go along, too, because I don't know a lot about this partnership, so it should be of interest. But I guess we'll let maybe Katie lead off and explain a bit about the partnership with the Women's Health Group.
Sure. This is a new partnership. Past administrator Sarah Carr, along with Karen Smothers, are really instigators in this, and it's really the first partnership of this kind, so we're really excited. This really started in March, and many support people from Pawnee, Lance, the new administrator at Women's Health Group, the doctors at the Women's Health Group, nurses, support staff from both the Women's Health Group and Pawnee have been very pivotal. I also recently accepted a grant from the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, so they are also supporting the services.
And Lance, I guess the role that you're kind of playing in all of this, it sounds like a wonderful partnership, a good idea, and maybe more specifically how this is going to help out the Women's Health Group.
Yeah, this has been a good opportunity. I haven't seen anything like this in the past, just working in the medical field. Since we started in March, we've had pretty good success. It's been a very easy transformation, pretty well set up before I even got there. But since she's been there, we've had good feedback, and we've been able to get patients in and get over those fears of going and seeing somebody like Katie, just a psychologist or psychiatrist, and it's just been a good overall experience for our patients.
Well, Katie, kind of explain how it works.
You
and,
bet.
And what types of folks that we're helping out here, and a little more specific maybe.
You bet. The bottom line is we are really increasing awareness and decreasing the stigma of perinatal mood disorders. And so these can occur in women who are pregnant. These can occur in women who just delivered, postpartum women. Some of these women have past diagnoses. Some do not. And really, the key part here is letting these women know that if they don't feel comfortable getting mental health therapy from Pawnee, then they can also get these services at the Women's Health Group.
And explain how that plays into it, too, I guess, Lance. And obviously, it can be interesting after you have your child and you go through some of those different emotions. But, you know, things that you've already been doing, I guess, and now even able to do more of that, I would guess.
It's been a good experience with the effect of we've had a lot of patients that we would like to go see a therapist, but getting them to go over to their clinic and not come over to our clinic where they're typically used to coming is a very big step for them, and it takes them out of their comfort zone. So being able to get them into the clinic where they typically go and get over that first hurdle, seeing her, and then be able to progress from there and move forward with some therapy if it's needed, it's worked out well, and we're seeing an I think we're seeing a good share of patients that are coming in and being seen.
Now, Katie, is this more just individual, any type of group support, or has that been considered at all, or just more individual basis at this point?
Yeah, I'll touch on some of the services available. So there is a postpartum women's group, and we do that on Wednesday evenings, and that's also at the Women's Health Group. And so there's a referral process that happens, and once I meet with them, and then they are welcomed into the group. The bottom line of the group really is for women to support women, letting them know that they're not alone. We do have to recognize that parenthood is one of the biggest transitions of a life. And I say parenthood, not motherhood, because the fathers are involved too, right? When a woman suffers with any perinatal mood disorder, there's a 50% chance that the partner or the husband is also having challenges. So we really want to recognize, you know, both partners. And also, not every woman is a fit for a group setting. And so also, individualized therapy is also offered. And again, those appointments can be at Women's Health Group after they have their regular appointment with their OB doctor, or I can also see them at Pawnee.
And you know, Lance, I like the fact that Katie mentioned the men, because I think it's important to acknowledge that too. I know you obviously, as Women's Health Group, we think strictly of women, but the men also have a part that they maybe need some help also.
Absolutely. Having a new child in the house and extra responsibility makes a difference. I'm not talking from a therapist point, but as a parent in general, just having that extra responsibility can have an effect on your life, and being aware of how that affects you and being able to bring that to Katie works out well. And having her in the office 2 days a week, being able to have that access, I mean, it's uncommon to have the, this is a new practice of having somebody in our facility like this, and it's not happening anywhere else. And I think it's going to be a good turn, and hopefully maybe something of the future that this opportunity will go out to other specialties or family practices.
Now, Katie had mentioned, you know, we're trying to get over the stigma, because sometimes it's hard to admit that you're having difficulty. Mm-hmm. I mean, you want to be the perfect parent, and you don't want to admit that you're having some issues underneath and things are really starting to get to you. How do you present it to your clients so that they realize that, you know, it's not that uncommon to have some of those thoughts and feelings?
Well, not coming from the medical side, I don't know what I don't know what they say in there, but just having her around the corner, it helps. Just bringing up, you know what, why don't you just go and talk to Katie for a little bit, see if this is something you're interested in. Do that first visit with her and see if possibly this could go somewhere. I think that's just having that ease of access is a big deal for us, and getting over that hurdle.
And Katie, maybe some of the ways you present it so that they can figure out a way to get past the stigma maybe of not being the perfect parent, whatever that might be.
And the nurses have done a really good job there. I've met with the nurses, and they're very open to suggestions. And what I tell them is within 48 hours of a woman delivering, their hormones fluctuate over 200%. Therefore, you know, that's going crazy. This is a new transition. You're meeting a new person. You know, this is a new baby. So baby blues are very different than a perinatal mood disorder. Baby blues, they're going to last about 2 weeks. And they are going to probably include some crying, feeling very anxious, especially for first-time moms. Of course, exhaustion. However, those symptoms usually decrease with rest, food, support. You know, we're looking at about 2 weeks. However, 1 in 7 women go on beyond that 2 weeks and really experience symptoms, which included what I just said, but they may worsen. Maybe this is going to look like uncontrollable crying, feeling overwhelmed with no relief, irritability, agitation, anger, and really a lot has to do with the sleep disturbances. When she is given an opportunity to sleep, she can't sleep. Maybe something like that. And a lot of these symptoms, the women might not even be aware that they're doing. So a lot of the time, it's their partners that are also recognizing that they might need some help. So sometimes it's the partners reaching out, not only just the women.
Okay, a little bit of denial going on, which
you
I'm
bet.
Sure, just like anything else, you probably do see a fair amount of that.
You bet. And, you know, this is, like I said, this is a huge transition. This is something new. And it's almost like, you know, the media and the outside world thinks that, you know, a mother delivers a baby, everything's going to go smooth, she'll know exactly what to do, this is easy. Where in reality, this is very challenging. This is a new job.
And I have to say, you know, just observing a little bit, being a grandmother and being there when my daughter's given birth, it does seem like right at the hospital anymore, they're more blunt about what they tell you and caution you about and anger management. I mean, let's face it, crying baby, I know the shaken baby syndrome continues to be a concern, but there's a lot of techniques and things, you know, that have changed since when I gave birth.
There are.
Almost 40 years ago.
And I really remind these moms that these babies don't come with handbooks. They really don't. But you know what? You are equipped. You have everything you need to survive. And you're the expert on you. And it will come. It will come. But relax. And a lot of it, too, is the babies feel the moms, you know, getting anxious and whatnot. And so we're not only, the moms aren't only getting help for themselves, they're also getting help for their child.
Good point. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. It's now about 9:44. We'll come back and talk some more with these two folks, learning a lot already. And again, we have with us Katie Tackman. She's licensed master social worker, Pawnee Mental Health, also Lance Holler, administrator with the Women's Health Group, and a fairly new partnership they have going. 537-1350 if you have questions or comments. You're listening to In Focus.
Metal Art Foundation offers opportunities for private giving.